And the analysis of Shields and Brooks, that is syndicated columnist Mark Shields and New York Times columnist David Brooks. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Judy.
So let's talk jobs. Report, mixed report for the month of January, Mark. The number of jobs created was less than what was expected, but the unemployment rate has gone down. You heard Paul Solomon's report. Should we be concerned?
Yes, we should be concerned. I mean, this is 52 months after it's ended, after this, and we are not returned to the number of jobs we had before the recession began. And at this rate, at the rate, the current rate of job creation, will be 6 years before we get back to that level. It's hardly reassuring. It's upsetting. And it ought to get our attention. I just say one thing, Judy, and that is somewhere in recent American history, probably in the last 30 years, we changed our economic values. The economic value used to measure the economy in employment, and how many people are employed, what their wages were. And then somewhere along the line, it became a stockholder, a shareholder economy. And all the last year, corporate profits were at their all-time high. The percentage of the income that went to corporate profits and corporations was at their all-time high. The top 1% had the highest income share since 1928. And percent of the income that went to wages was the lowest it's ever been. And something changed. I mean, the health of our economy should be on the number of people working and that they are progressing and making more and being productive.
Well, we do talk about the job numbers every week. I do think we pay attention to labor force participation. I sort of do agree somewhat with Mark that there does seem to be an imbalance in the power relationship between capital and labor.
That's, yeah.
And I don't think we're going to go back to unions the way they were understood before. I don't know what the next form is, employee-owned companies, but I do think there probably should be something done to rebalance that relationship. Nonetheless, when I look at the jobs numbers, and I think they're disappointing, somebody pointed out, if we were in a normal recovery, we'd have 6 million more jobs than we have now. And so, you know, I look at what's causing all the sludge in the economy, whether we're not innovating enough, and there's some evidence of that, some stagnation in that. A lot of people have just dropped out of the labor force, and that long decline, Doug Elmendorf, the head of the CBO, was asked, one of the things that's moderating growth, it's the aging of the population, shrinking a labor force. And if you don't have a lot of people working, paying taxes, making stuff, you're just going to have a more sludgier economy. And so there's a whole bunch of reasons. Some have to do with the complexity of our government, which imposes costs, complexity of the tax code. It just feels like we've become a middle age or late age economy, and we need some rejuvenation of some sort.
Is anybody predicting that this is going to turn around in a positive way, in a big positive way?
Well, I mean, there's sort of this prediction of economic growth, and you know that the 2014 was supposed to be good, and the market at the end of the year. The first decade of the 21st century is the only 10-year period in the country's history, long as we've kept records, that we did not create any jobs. There was no net increase of jobs. I mean, that's just amazing. And, you know, one of the things that's happened in this recession, Judy, is that the brutal austerity imposed is the number of public jobs, state, local, federal, firefighters, teachers, nurses, public employees that have been laid off. And they have not come back. I mean, this past month, we're still laying off people in the public sector. To me, it's sheer folly, both in public services and economically.
It should be said that the CBO also had a report on the projected debt of the country going up, and they basically raised the debt level by $1.7 trillion. We're going to be ramping up our public debt levels massively over the next 20 years. And that's part of the equation of why the public employment has not gone up. I just feel like, there's Manker Olson, a great late economist, said countries, why did Germany and Japan do so well after World War II? It's because, perversely, they lost the war, but all their institutions were cleaned out, and they started afresh. And middle-age economies just get a little more brittle, and it feels like we're in that. And I don't know how you then rejuvenate the economy, how you have a second burst or a third burst in our case, but that sort of comprehensive thing has to be talked about.
Well, speaking of the debt, which you just brought up, we had the forecast, I guess, today from the government that in a few weeks they're not going to be able to pay their bills unless Congress raises the debt ceiling. The president is saying, I want this. I want it with no conditions. Mark. Speaker Boehner is saying there won't be a default, but on the other hand, he's saying my members are not yet on board. Where is this headed? What do you think?
It's headed for a kabuki dance. So just one point on David. David's absolutely right about the long-term debt. But as a percentage of the gross domestic product in this country, the deficit this year is lower than it was in Ronald Reagan's years. Okay, I mean, you know, so that's taken some of the urgency, because we do deal with the immediate in this country. As far as the current crisis, Judy, it was resolved last October. The nuclear option was exercised by the Republicans last October.
They shut
down the government. The nuclear device blew up on the launching pad and left the Republicans at the lowest point that any party has ever been in the history of the Gallup poll. They don't want to go revisit that going into the 2014 election. They're going to try and ride the Obamacare horse to victory, I guess, to use just terrible metaphors all the way through. And I know David will bail me out at this point.
And not talk about that.
No, I just don't think. I think the Patty Murray, Paul Ryan deal took an awful lot of pressure off as far as the fiscal picture is concerned in the short range.
So you think this is just a stalling thing? And
yeah, they're going to reach a deal. I'm trying to figure out Mark's kabuki horse and metaphors.
Kabuki horse is a good concept.
I'm not stepping into that one.
But yeah, Mark's right. The polling is, if there was a sort of a debt blow up, who would you blame? American people, roughly 59% would blame Republicans, 20-something would blame President Obama. So it's a clear political loser. So they've got to ask for something. And they've talked about asking for, if he can approve the Keystone Pipeline, then we'll approve it. They just want something in return. They'll probably end up with like half a pretzel M&M. They'll get that and they'll sign. And so they're not going to walk into that again.
Well, the speaker, this isn't the only headache on the speaker's headache on the platter. That may not